This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Authentic, real English.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目，我是冯菲菲。
And I'm Roy. I'm glad you're here, Fei Fei. I'm really upset. Rob just sent me an email saying thanks for all my hard work.And that I was a goat.
I think that email was intended for me, for I am the goat. It makes me very happy when people call me that.
You like being called a goat.
嗨，你不懂了吧 ？Goat 现在可以被当作一个首字母缩略词来使用，它是 greatest of all time 的首字母缩略词，意思是有史以来最佳，史上最棒。
That makes more sense about why Rob would call me a goat, because I did bake him over 1,000 biscuits.
Well, I'll buy him 2,000 biscuits from the shop, and then we'll see who Rob thinks is the goat. Clearly everyone thinks it's me.
You're very competitive, Fei Fei. Plus, I baked, not bought the biscuits. Let's calm down while we listen to some examples.
That footballer is truly amazing. Every ball she touches ends in a goal. She's the goat. Have you seen the new film in the Pelican series? The special effects, story and acting are all perfect. It's the goat. My friend said that Ed Sheeran is the goat, but I'm not sure I agree. He's not my favorite artist.
你正在收听的是 BBC 英语教学的地道英语节目。在这期节目中，我们给大家介绍了 goat 这个表达的用法。goat 是 greatest of all time 的首字母缩略词，用来形容有史以来最佳的、史上最棒的人或事物。
Yes, for example, footballers or other sports stars who you think are number one, you can call them the goat.
It can be a way to express your opinion. You can even use it for video games or films.
For example, the film that I think is the GOAT is...
Don't even finish that sentence, Roy. No film that you like could be considered good, let alone the GOAT.
Right. Well, at least Rob thinks I'm the GOAT. I'll go and say thanks to him for his kind email.
Okay, Roy. Bye.
Bye.
Authentic, real English.
From BBC Learning English.